Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 8th of October, and here in Auroville is cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today sun and areas of high clouds and considerable clouds with widely separated thunderstorms over the night. Temperatures from low 25 to high 34 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Chance on thunderstorms is on 24% and on precipitation 25%. Humidity is 97%. Winds from south at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. And look at the forecast for the next few days, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms. Yes, it looks that monsoon is here. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 18%. Auroville Film Festival 2015 is successfully behind us with a strong impression on many good movies either done by the community or in the category of human unity. And further, the community itself has proven again that the need to celebrate together is a must. So we can relax for 2 days a bit, and then on Saturday, 3rd Auroville Singing Festival will share wild displays of members of the community who like to sing and like to share the passion for singing with the rest of us. They name it this year Take Me to Your Soul, and on Saturday, 10th of October from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and on Sunday, 11th, between 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we will see two different programs with some 26 songs in 12 languages by 130 participants. For safety reasons, they have been asked to limit the size of the audience to 500 people each night, so they issued the tickets, which are available for a week now, either on the same webpage as for the Milidashas or at Town Hall reception desk. And I hope that we will enjoy this festival. Ingen from Resident Assembly Service, in collaboration with the study group, informs us about membership in the Working Committee and Auroville Council and participation in the selection process. Second extension of the call for the nominations for membership in the Working Committee and Auroville Council for the participants in the selection process until Tuesday, 13th of October. The participatory working group system and the selection process works if we participate actively. It is a privilege and responsibility. We now have a functioning working committee which needs two new full-time members to continue their work. The Auroville Council needs to be reinforced with four new full-time members. The two groups are working closely together and need the community support for their well-functioning. So they're asking us to take our time to consider how we can participate and support this work. We can either suggest our Aurovians who have needed skills and qualities, or we step forward to nominate ourselves for the work position, or we simply participate in the selection process. On Saturday, 17th of October, the final list of participants will be published and the feedback process will start. And until now, they have already 150 names proposed, 29 confirmed, 6 Auroville Council, 4 Working Committee, and 19 to participate in the selection process. 50 people declined and 7 nominations still to be confirmed. The Resident Assembly team will send reminders out to these nominees, so they're asking you to reply, and a temporary overview of all the names will be available on OuroNet on Friday, 9th of October, or hard copy at the office of the Resident Assembly Service. From 13th of October Tuesday until Wednesday 22nd of October, Tamil Heritage Center invites us to Ilangarka Educational Center to participate in the celebration of evolution and enjoy the Dole Show. Artists are welcome to perform their best as an offering to the gods and goddesses. It will be a special festive time to express our gratitude. These shows will be going on every day from 10 a.m. to noon and from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And for more information, we can contact Sumitra or Anandu at Ilangarka Educational Center on 262-3773. Mm-hmm. Between Wednesday 14 to Sunday 18 of October, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone invites us to Garba Dance Festival to celebrate, participate and dance at Saucho. On Wednesday and Thursday, which is 14 to 16 of October, between 5 to 7 p.m., it would be dance practice. And on Friday, 16 of October, from 6 p.m. onwards, collective singing open to all to invoke power of Durga. Saturday and Sunday, 17 and 18 of October, from 7 p.m. onwards, it will be Garba dance performance by Friends of Pondicherry, followed by collective celebration of dance, accompanied by live music for all. And the last day, Garba dance followed by Dandiya, stick dance, with snacks and drinks. Garba is a dance form originated in Gujarat, performed during Navratri, a 9-day festival of goddess Durga. It is also known as Garbi, Garba or Garba Deep. In Garba Deep, the word Garba is a Sanskrit term which means womb and Deep means little earthen lamps. Garba is usually performed in a circle around a big lamp or the statue of goddess Shakti. Garba was traditionally performed around a big Garba Deep, representing life just as a fetus in the mother's womb. This dance form worshipped the divinity and power of goddess Durga and Amba. Another perspective on the symbolic form of Garba is that as the dancers move around in circles, making circular movements with their hands and feet, it represents a circle of life, which moves from life to death to rebirth, leaving only the goddess Durga unmoved, unchanging and invincible. Garba is performed in a ring form with circular movements that is quite similar to the Sufi dancers, who too move in a spiral. While the dancers perform in a colorful costumes to the rhythm of a dhol or a drum, the men and women look vibrant and full of life in their attires. And I ask us to come in colorful costumes and dance. If you are still puzzled or we want more information, you can contact Shilpa, Falguni or Raki on 262-2253 or 948-653-5605. On Saturday, 17 of October at 6:30 p.m., we are invited to newcomer potluck at the Ilangar School. All newcomers and interested Aravillians are cordially invited to a second potluck organized by the entry service. They had fun last time, so they're asking us to bring ourselves food, music, if you can. And this time, don't forget to wash your plate, but don't take them home. Everybody, yes, Aurelians too, please send an email to entry to confirm your presence so they can do proper preparations. And see you at the party. The entry service team are now Aurora, B, Chitra, Eva, Ishita, Matilde and Niti. And here's a note from Paul, saying that they have arranged to show the movie of the musical Milidashos on Sunday, 18th of October at 4 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso. He's also trying to arrange another showing at Bharat Nivas, but is not confirmed yet. And from Animal Integrated Animal Care Center comes an announcement that every year during the monsoon, many of the animals get ill and die because of the cold and lack of dry covered spaces. They are trying with a zero budget to build some cover and help those creatures to survive the hard weather conditions that will come in few weeks. The idea is to build domes with PVC pipes or bamboo sticks, metal net covered with ferro cement or cloth bags with cement. The construction process is very interesting and this kind of structure can be used also for many other purposes like a demountable semi-permanent structure for plants, chicken and etc. This could be also an opportunity for you to experiment with those easy-to-build structures to adapt them later to other purposes. They would be grateful if you could provide some of the following or help them with funds: hard PVC pipes of different sizes, especially thin ones, or bamboo sticks, thin ones, with metal net or thick handbags, cement or ferro cement, several metal sticks of 1 to 2 meter length, and some help to build them is also more than welcome. You can contact Integrated Animal Care at integratedanimalcare@yahoo.com in, or you can call Sergio on 9786400597. Tetra Pak stool and litter free cushion workshop at Upcycling Studio resume from 10th of October and continue every Saturday between 10 to noon. You need to contact Mark on 944-200-6807 or at upcyclingstudio@orbit.org. Material cost will be asked. PVC is a very good material but only can be landfilled. You're going to make outdoor cushion from this PVC. You will fill with your premium waste. Know how much and what kind of waste you are producing from your daily life. At the workshop, you make a composition and cut. It will take 1 hour. For Aravian, the contribution is 300 rupees. And you can also contact Oak at 93440072. At Bharat News Auditorium, within cinema, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we will see The King's Speech, directed by Tom Hooper and made in UK in 2010. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, they will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m., Design for Life, Permaculture, The Food Forest Tour. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Mission Impossible, Rouge Nation, made in 2015. And of course, it's an action-adventure thriller, and directed by Christopher McQuarrie. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Terminator Genesis 2015, action-adventure science fiction, and directed by Alan Taylor. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen A Nordic Romance, The Guy in the Grave Next Door, made in Sweden in 2002 by director Kia Sundwall. On Saturday we will see international action science fiction Snowpiercer, made in South Korea, Czech Republic, USA and France in 2013 by writer and director John Hu Bong. At Children's Film at 4:30 p.m. we will see Cars 2, made in USA in 2011 by director and writer John Lasseter. And later on at 8 p.m. at Film Festival, Perma Almodovar film Bad Education, which is a drama, crime mystery and was made in Spain in 2004. And a mother wrote, "With sincerity, make an effort for progress, and with patience, know how to await the results of your effort." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on honorvilleradio.org.